So as a tree falls, there it lies. So the thing to be aware of in terms of that taken on a more external level, like it's important because it serves to motivate people to actually start to look at their life. But from a process perspective, it can also be understood as that when you're in the natural, in that dead tree, nothing of the other life changes or can be seen even because we're caught up at that lower level. So when the appearances of the senses gain prominence in our interactions or our sense of a situation, then what is spiritual is not there. We're in that state which is called El Shaddai. We've lost the name of Jehovah. We've lost all that pertains to worship, which is self-examination and repentance. And so that description does relate to our spiritual work and what happens on a daily basis for us. When it talks about the hells or about heaven, we have to remove the idea of persons and think of it in terms of state. Because if you think of hell as eternal, then what is of hell is bound forever. Similarly, what is of the Lord is elevated eternally. So it's all speaking to process and the separations that have to occur within each and every human mind. So hell is eternal in the sense that you don't want what is of hell arising. The coming of the Lord is to put all of that into order and to lock it all out and so give us a new sense of self, which is grounded in the Word, and that is what heaven is. So it's thinking beyond the literalism. It's difficult because the text is couched in literalness, and it has to be because it has to be able to be accommodated to natural thinking, a natural religion. That's kind of the bedrock for thinking more deeply. And so even this idea that's spoken of in here with regard to the Lord's revealing himself through a human that's not divine, from a process perspective, it's about how the Lord comes into our false ideas about him and enters into that, takes that human on, because what human represents is the truth or the ideas, similarly the falsities that are in there. So the infirm human of the Lord is our own infirm conceptualizations of him, or us putting person, place, time and space, layering that on the Lord, or what is finite on the Lord. And the process by which he's glorified happens simultaneous with the regeneration, because what the term glorification means is coming to see the Lord for who he truly is. It's not talking about a change in the Lord or the Lord undergoing some change. It's our sense of the Lord that is changing. That's the only thing that changes. And so the infirm human is when finite ideas associated with our thinking about the Lord are put off. And then the human from the Father, which is the truths from the Word understood in the light of truth, then become good. And that's what the glorification is. The Word is seen to be the Lord. That is the glorification. So the representative things on the representative plane are there to bring about and support the regeneration of the human mind. They are not the thing in themselves. So when the representatives are seen to be representatives, then they are glorified. But while the representatives are seen to be the things in themselves, it's an infirm human. It can't save. So it's just about reframing these things in a way that relates to our lived experience rather than something stuck in some historical box which can do nothing for anybody other than serve to give the pattern and information regarding what needs to happen.